नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्भुतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमेद्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहम्। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। श्रीभगवानुवाच इमं विवस्वते योगं प्रोक्तवानहमव्ययम् विवस्वान्मनवे प्राह मनुरिक्ष्वा कवे ब्रवीद् एवं परम्परा प्राप्तम् इमं राजर्षयो विदुः सकाले नेह महता योगो नष्टः परन्तप स एवायं मया ध्येय योग। If you think that it is my teaching, then the teaching doesn't have any value because it happened to be the product of one particular mind. Since it is not a product of one particular mind, since it is given at the beginning of the creation itself by the creator who happened to be myself, to Brahmaji. So he says in the last shloka, sa evayam maya te adya yogaha proktaha. Sa eva ayam yogaha, that very same Vedic wisdom alone is told in this Gita Shastram. What type of Vedic teaching it is? Puratanaha yogaha. Puratanaha means pura api navaha. Though ancient, it is ever fresh. Generally, things that are old becomes invalid. But here, even though it is old and ancient wisdom, it is ever fresh. It is the same wisdom which I gave to Brahmaji at the beginning of the creation. Why it is fresh? Because the subject matter happened to be the nirvikara vastu. The subject matter, atma, happened to be without any modifications. Since the subject matter doesn't have any modification, the subject also cannot have modifications. Whereas all other sciences which deals with the external world will have to be modified now and then, will have to be improved. Improved versions will be there in any scientific discovery, because that science deals with changing creation. And the pramana used also is a changing one, paurusheya pramana. Whereas Veda happened to be an apaurusheya pramanam. It is not a product of one particular individual mind. So it has a nityatvam, pravaha nityatvam. Therefore Bhagavan says it is puratanaha yogaha. Though ancient, it is ever fresh. No time in the creation that it will be an invalid wisdom. Then he gives one more adjective, uttamam rahasyam. This teaching happened to be the greatest secret. Rahasyam means what? What is the definition for rahasyam? That which is known to very few people. That which is subtle or that which is known to very few people. Here Bhagavan says, it is rahasyam in two aspects. It is rahasyam in spite of its availability. Even though it is open to all in all books published, every organization publishes Gita. Majority of the world language, all languages have this Gita Shastram. But in spite of its availability, this wisdom happened to be a secret. That's why in second chapter Bhagavan told, Ascharyavat pasyati kaschitenam ascharyavat vadati tathaiva chanyaha ascharyavat chainam anya shunoti śrutvāpyenam veda na caiva kaścit. Even after hearing thousands of times, Bhagavan says, yenam śrutvāpi na caiva kaścit na veda. Nobody knows that much easily. Therefore, it is rahasyam. And not only that, it is known to very few people. Very few people are available to teach this wisdom to the humanity. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvatah. Very few people know about this truth, and very few people know how to teach this truth, and very few people are available to learn this truth. Therefore it is rahasyam. Not only that, if a person is not an adhikari, is not a qualified person, means it should not be given. Not that out of partiality it should not be given, because if it is given, it will mislead him. The person is already a lazy man. You say, na jayate mriyate va kutaschite nayam bahuva kaschite. So he says, you are nirvikara vastu, you are atma, you are all pervasive, you cannot do any action. He is already lazy, and you say you cannot do any action. His idea is concretized, so it will mislead. And na hanyate hanyamane sharire. If he is a cantankerous person, terrorist killing all the fellows, and you say you don't kill anyone, nor anyone is killed like that, so he can argue, okay, I am not going to kill anyone, so I will kill everyone. Even though I kill everyone, I am not going to be punished like that. This misinterpretation will be there. It will create confusion in his mind. He will do more and more adharma. Therefore, it should not be given to everyone and anyone without verifying his qualification, sadhana chatushtaya, sampatti, vairagyam, viveka, mumukshutva, etc. Here, Bhagavan uses the word uttamam rahasya. It is the greatest secret. Once you say something, suppose to your spouse you say, I have a secret to tell. Suppose night dinner you are having, so while taking dinner you say that, I have a secret to tell. Then immediately wife will ask, what it is, please tell. No, tomorrow I will tell. Whole night she will not, or he will not sleep. So anything you tell, it is a secret, immediately human mind is what? It has the curiosity to know that. That is one of the psychological methods to draw the attention of the hearer. Do you know secret like that? Immediately that fellow will be totally attentive. So Bhagavan also is using this method, because it's a confused atmosphere. The battlefield, you have to imagine, everywhere lots of noises, dust and other so many non-conducive atmosphere. So Bhagavan wants to draw the attention of Arjuna. So therefore now and then he uses certain techniques. This is one of the techniques to draw the attention of Arjuna and to create a curiosity in the mind of Arjuna to know it fully. Bhagavan says, adyate maya proktaha. That secret is told to you today. It was not given you before, since you have not asked for it. Without asking, it should not be given. Since you have not asked for it, it was not told to you. Since you have not recognized the emotional problem of your life, there will not be any use of telling all these things. Suppose the person just now, he has married, after one day or 2 days, he comes along with his wife and says, Swamiji, please bless us. And you make them to sit and started telling Vairagya, Viveka, Atma, this, that. What will happen? You have to allow him to go through the life and get nicer wrinkles on his face. Then after 20 years or 23 years, when he comes with all experiences of the world, with all slaps of the world, then this wisdom have a meaning. Since Arjuna, you have not recognized your emotional problems, emotional dependence, psychological dependence. Though I was all the time with you, I have not talked about this. How much Bhagavan might have restrained. God, there is a temptation if you know something new, and if you are very much convinced that that fellow doesn't know, there is a temptation on the part of the knower to share it. Any moment you get chances, immediately you will try to share it. But Bhagavan was so nice, so he says, so far I have not shared this wisdom because you are not yet ready. Not only you are not yet ready, you are not interested in the solution also. Even though people have lots of troubles in their life, they are not interested in finding a solution. I try to talk to rickshaw wallahs, auto rickshaw wallahs whenever I go out. Somehow I try to talk. They will tell all sorts of their life problems. Once I tried that, okay, you are having lots of problems. Why can't you renounce everything, go to Himalayas and do some tapasya, get the Bhagavan, like that. When I told once, only once I tried. So he told, why Swamiji, you are so much worried about my condition. Don't worry Swamiji, I can manage my life, he told. So people are not interested in solution. Arjuna also might have had lot of problems in his life. Lot of problems in his life. How much humiliation he had. Such a great humiliation. He was a great warrior. He had to go 13 years to the forest in spite of being good. And his wife was humiliated in such a cruel way. Still he did not get that vairagyam that time. What is life? The question did not come. So Bhagavan also kept quiet. 13 years he was fuming with anger. How to retaliate, how to vindicate his position. So Bhagavan says, Adya Demaya Proktaha. Today only it is told to you. Then Arjuna may ask, why you tell today only? So Bhagavan says, even though it is not a conducive place for Brahma Vichara, battlefield is not a conducive place for Brahma Vichara. This Brahma Vichara needs your total concentration, total dedication. So battlefield is not a conducive place, lots of noise, dust and anxiety, so many things are there. But still, I told today, not that I did not know earlier. I had this knowledge all the time with me and was ready to share. Since you did not ask for that knowledge, I could not give. Today, you became my me bhaktaha. Bhagavan says, me bhaktosi. Today, you have become my devotee. My devotee means what? A jignasu devotee. A mumukshu. Today only you have become a jignasu devotee. So far you happen to be a arti devotee or artharti devotee. Bhagavan, I want this. Bhagavan, I don't want this. Application and appeal. Today only you have converted yourself as a shishyaha, as a jignasu bhakti. You have surrendered to me telling that shishyastegam shatimam tvam prapannam. Nahi prapashyami mama apanudyadechokamuchoshanam indriyanam avapya bhumavasapatnam ruddham rajyam suranam apichadipatyam. Even if three worlds are given to me as a result of my fighting, I don't want all these things. You have shown your emotional maturity, vairagya, and you have surrendered to me as a shishya. And to a shishya, the best blessing will be always in the form of knowledge. To any shishya, to any student, how you will bless him, how you will help him? By giving the knowledge what he wanted to have. When Bhagavan told me bhaktosi, he talks from the standpoint of Bhagavan or Acharya. So suddenly Arjuna may think that whether I have lost my earlier position being friend to the Lord. Once you become a student, you cannot be a friend. Once that Guru-Shishya relationship is tried, you cannot be friends. So Arjuna may feel whether he had lost his friendship. Bhagavan says, Me Sakacha. You happen to continue to be my friend also. As a friend, I have to help you in removing your samsara, in removing your sorrow. And removal of that sorrow can be achieved only by one way, and that is by having this knowledge teaching Uttamam Rahasyam, which happened to be Uttamam Rahasyam, which is given through Veda Pramanam, which was given to Surya Devata initially by me, which is a time-tested wisdom. Saha Puratanaha Yogaha Eva Ayam Yogaha Maya Proktaha Asya. The same age-old wisdom alone is shared by me to you. When Bhagavan asserted the glory of the wisdom, he told that I only taught Surya Devata. I only am teaching you also. So naturally, there is a possibility of doubt, because the time gap between Master Krishna and Surya Devata is many millennia. So Surya Devata happened to be the oldest one. Now Arjuna has a doubt. Arjuna knows that Krishna is Bhagavat Avatara. Arjuna knows Bhagavan Krishna happened to be the Bhagavan Vishnu himself. Now the question is, did you teach Surya Devata as Mr. Krishna or Bhagavan Vishnu? Here Shankaracharya comes and rescues Arjuna. Suppose if a person knows that he is Avatara, this question is not a relevant question. You cannot say Arjuna did not know that also, because in Mahabharatam there are lots of incidents wherein that Avataratva was established. From the day one onwards, Bhagavan Krishna has established that he is not an ordinary mortal being. Otherwise, ordinary mortal being cannot do so many killings of Rakshasas and other things. So Arjuna had an intimate knowledge that he is Bhagavan himself. But he wanted to know that Avatara Tattva. Unless you poke a honeycomb, you will not get honey. So you have to poke the honeycomb as though you are hurting that honeycomb. There is a honeycomb hanging. You want to get that honey, how? You have to poke it. It's not to hurt the honeycomb, it is to get the honey. Similarly, here also, Arjuna questions the claim of Bhagavan Krishna that it was told by him to even Surya Devata. So Shankaracharya says, he wanted to know that Avatara Tattvam from the mouth of Bhagavan himself. Suppose somebody says, so-and-so is so-and-so, so-and-so, like that, about the third person. Many people have told, Krishna is Avatara. And based on that statement, everyone believes. If Bhagavan himself comes and says, hey, don't have any doubt, I am Avatara only, it is giving a more stamp, the authoritative stamp. So to have that stamp, Arjuna asked this following question. Arjuna uvacha aparam bhavato janma param janma vivasvataha katham edat vijaniyam tvamadau proktavaniti. Bhavataha janma aparam. Your birth happened to be very recent. Aparam means recent. Vivasvataha janma param. Surya Devata's origination happened to be long, long ago. Katham etat vijaniya. How can I accept or comprehend? Vijaniya means what? Comprehend. Etat. Etat means what? That you have taught the Surya Devata and you are teaching me, how can I comprehend tvam adav vivasvate imam yogam proktavan iti. You have given the same wisdom to Vivasvan. This question provoked Bhagavan to tell about his avatara tattva. It's an unique concept available only in Vedic culture. Avatara tattva is not available in any religion. It is a very, very unique concept in the Vedic culture. This concept helped Indian or Hindus to respect and to accept all other founders of other religions. See, in other religion, take for example Christianity, there is no concept of avatara. Only one time Bhagavan sent his son, that's all. There is no possibility of second Christ or Christ, another avatara, no possibility. Only one Christ. And in Islam you take, there is no question of avatara at all there, because Bhagavan doesn't come. Bhagavan sends the messenger. So many servants he has, one servant is sent as a messenger, and that messenger also cannot be repeated. He is a only and final messenger. And Christianity claims that Christ is the only and final son of the Lord. You cannot claim that I also son of the Lord. You cannot claim. Only Christ is the son of the Lord and only Lord. So some of our acharyas ask, what happened, why Bhagavan made any family planning or what? Only one son. Our culture says we are Amritasya Putra. We are all the children of immortality, children of the Lord. But in that religion, you cannot have this claim. It is a blasphemy. It's a blasphemy to say that I am also the son of the Lord. So this Avataravada is very, very unique in Vedic culture. And this Avataravada helped the Hindus and Indians to respect any great person in any religion. We don't have any problem in accepting Christ or Muhammad. We don't have any problem. So Bhagavan can take so many number of avatars. India is not only the area. Everywhere he can take, Asia, Arabia, or anywhere he can go. And Bhagavan is going to explain that the need of avatara also in the following shlokas. There we will come to know, according to the need, when the situation arises, I come again and again. The person who comes is the same person, but the vesha differs. This is the main concept of avatara. The person who comes is the same one, but the vesha differs. Vesha means what? Attire, dress. That external form differs, language differs, situation differs, and actions also differ. But this concept is not in any other religion. Because of this avatara concept, we can accept any person as a great person. So Hinduism has accepted Buddha. Hinduism, based on Vedic Pramana, was refuted by Bhagavan Buddha. So he told there is nothing called Veda Pramana at all. Throw it away. But still, we have given the benefit of the doubt to Bhagavan Buddha, and we have accepted Bhagavan Buddha and rejected the teaching of Bhagavan Buddha. Buddhism is thrown away, Buddha is accepted. And we have given the benefit of doubt to Buddha and thrown the mud to the disciples. Because disciples are always confusing with us. Always confusing. So four types of disciples are there. They have created four types of Buddhism. Four types of Buddhism is there. Not one Buddhism. Shanikavada, Shunyavada, Theravada. Like that, Mahayana, Hinayana. Like that. Four types of Buddhism, and philosophy differ from one another. And everybody says it was told by Bhagavan Buddha only. So whom to believe? You have to go and ask Bhagavan Buddha. Bhagavan Buddha, come. What you told, which fellow has understood you properly? And everybody says we are the disciple, and everybody says this is told by Bhagavan Buddha only. But when you analyze that Buddhism, one is against the another, there is no single point where they can meet. So what we did, we mean Hindu culture, Vedic tradition did, we accepted Bhagavan Buddha as Bhagavan, avatar of Lord, and rejected the teaching of Bhagavan Buddha. So, we don't have any problem in accepting someone as great or Mahatma or even Avatara. That was the reason that Hindu culture have accommodated all other religious faiths. So far, it has been accommodating, even though they stand on our throat, but still we say what? Ekam Sate Vipra Bahudha Vadanti. We have our own problems in dealing with them in practical life. Philosophically, because they are not able to understand our sympathy, our love, and our philosophy, and they are very adamant in their own understanding, so we have to suffer. When somebody is a cruel person and he disturbs us, and in spite of his disturbing, we follow ahimsa and acceptance, so it creates lots of social problems. But still, Vedanta says the fact is fact, however much you are tortured or you are given pain. So stand, take hold of the fact, the truth only. What is the truth? Bhagavan can come in any form. That is the truth. And whenever the necessity comes, he comes. His arrival is not limited by one boundary called India. It can be anywhere in the world at any time, and he can talk in any language. He is not a linguistic ignorant person. In other religions, you cannot pray in other languages. Islam, you cannot pray in any other language. Arabic only you have to pray. So he is not a linguistic ignorant. So he knows all language. He can talk in all language. So he can take any form. This is one fact. Another fact is, whenever the necessity comes, that time only he comes. And there is no difference between the first teaching and the second teaching. All the time If you understand properly, what they say happen to be the same truth. That is the basic understanding. That understanding comes because of the understanding of this avatara tattva. So we have to know what is the meaning of avatara. Because nowadays everybody says Kali avatara, this avatara, that avatara. So we have to understand what is the meaning of avatara from the Vedic angle, scriptural angle. Because this avatara vada is available only in Vedic scripture. In our Indian scriptures alone it is available. It is not available in any other religious scriptures. So what our Hindu scriptures say? There are three types of differences between the Manushya Janma and Ishvara Avatara. Very important point. There are three types of differences. Manushya Janma is called Jananam. But Ishvara Avatara is called Avirbhava. Grand difference is there. Every word in Sanskrit has a lot of meaning. So what are the three main differences? Karana Bhedaha, Swarupa Bhedaha, Uddeshya Bhedaha. The difference with regard to the cause. Manushya Janma is caused by ignorance. Manushya Janma, human birth is caused by ignorance. That Jiva doesn't know that it is Purna Vastu, Ananta Vastu, Ananda Vastu. It doesn't have its Swarupa Jnanam. It is covered with ignorance. Therefore, that ignorant Jiva takes birth after birth after birth in many bodies. Therefore, it is caused by ignorance. Whereas, Ishvara Avatara is caused by Sarvajnyatvam, just opposite. Here, because of total ignorance, here, because of total knowledge. Since Bhagavan has that Sarvajnyatva, total knowledge, he knows the necessity of the creation. When humanity needs his guidance, because of that knowledge that humanity needs my guidance, he decides to have a particular form. And Manushya Janma is forced by a fall. You can have one column. This side Manushya Janma, that side Ishvara Avatara. Like that you can note down the point. Cause is what? Ignorance. For Manushya Janma, cause is ignorance. And Manushya Janma is forced to fall. Kshine punye martya lokam vishanti. Somebody pushes. What pushes? That prarabdha karma. Shastra says the karma that person has done, so many actions, the results should be given to him. To enjoy that results, on particular body has to be given to him. If punya karma is more percentage, he will be given higher types of bodies, like heavenly body. If it is more papa phala, lower types of bodies like animal bodies and rakshasa bodies will be given. If it is 49-51 or 51-49, it will be given the human body. So that is the karana bhedaha. Whereas Ishvara Avatara is because of Sarvajnatvam, omniscience, he knows the necessity of the creation, and it is called descendance, deliberate conscious descendance. Manushya Janma was a forced fall. Somebody pushed him. Some entity pushed him. That prarabdha karma pushed him. But here, there is nothing to push him. It's a deliberate conscious descendance based on compassion. Why we call it descendance? Descendance means what? Falling down, coming down. Descendance is called coming down. Why we call it a descendance? Because Bhagavan is Ananta Vastu. Taking a particular form is limiting his own nature. So we call this avatara as a descendance, falling down. And this happened to be because of compassion. Based on compassion only, because suppose Bhagavan thinks, let them hang, then so these fellows, in spite of repeated teaching, in spite of Veda Pramana, in spite of Sadhu Sangha, so many warnings were given, now they are getting troubled, so let them hang themselves. If we think avatara is not possible, therefore it is based on compassion. and it is based on samashti prarabdha. Samashti prarabdha. Individual birth is based on vashti prarabdha. Individual prarabdha. This Bhagavan's avatara is based on samashti prarabdha. So many people will be waiting. Devotees will be waiting. Bhagavan comes not only to destroy the enemies or destroy the troublemakers. He comes to bless the paritranaya sadhuna. Very, very important factor. So therefore, it is based on samashti prarabdha. Then second difference is swarupa bhedaha. Nature wise means what? The individual swarupa is there and Ishwara swarupa is there. There is a difference between the human's nature and the avatara's nature. What is the human nature? Human being is in bondage. This human janma is a drag. We call it a drag, pulling on. That's why you ask anyone, how are you? We'll say, okay, going on. Going on means what? Pulling on. Going on means what? Pulling on. It's a drag, a monotonous drag, a painful drag. It is full of slavery, full of bondage. And human body is from bhautikam. It is called bhautika. Bhautika sharira it is called. So to understand this statement, you have to go one Vedantic fact. Vedanta says consciousness has manifested in the form of akasha. Akashat vayuhu, vayor agnihi, agner apaha, adhyas prithivi, prithivyam oshadayaha. So there are five elements. Panchabhutas we call. Panchabhutas are created, and that panchabhutas permutation combination method came bhautikam. Pancha bhautikam. Bhagavan is there. Bhagavan's maya shakti is there. Maya shakti manifests as panchabhuta, and from panchabhuta to bhautika shariram. This shariram is the product of panchabhutas. Whereas Bhagavan's body is mayika shariram. Human body is bhautika shariram, but Bhagavan's body is mayika shariram. What does it mean? What does it mean? What is the process of human body? Maya, panchabhuta, then bhautika sharira. But Bhagavan's body is maya to directly sharira. That's why he can come from the pillar. Anytime he can come from the pillar. He doesn't need any garbhavasa. He doesn't need any bhautika shariram as a parent. So his body is a divine body, and directly from maya to shariram. That is why it is called maya manushya veshaha, maya shariraha. And Bhagavan's janma is what? Nitya mukta swarupaha. His life in this world happened to be a leela, not a drag, a painful drag. It is full of leela, even though it is very dangerous one. See, somebody comes and feeds the child first day itself, poison. Poison breastfeeding means what? It's a dangerous one. But for Bhagavan it is a leela. And human being is in slavery entire life, but Bhagavan is nitya mukta swarupaha. So this is the second difference, swarupa bhedaha. Third difference is uddeshya bhedaha. Why human being comes to the earth? As I told, we exhaust the punyam and papam. Prarabdha punya and prarabdha papa is there. His own prarabdha is there and related prarabdha also are there. So all should be exhausted. That's why an adamant child will come to a particular parent and it will exhaust all the money of the parent. It will spend like anything. So whose prarabdha? Child's prarabdha. Like that, an idiotic child will be there. Like that, whose prarabdha? Because prarabdha should give you either happiness or unhappiness. So my own prarabdha is there to give me happiness and unhappiness. And another fellow's prarabdha also is there. That's why dogs also have good prarabdha. The dog is cinema actress dog. Nice AC room is given, bed is given. Dog sharira, but in that dog sharira also it has some punya prarabdha. Therefore, instead of being a street dog, it becomes a dog of a cinema actress. Cinema actress takes care of the dog like a child. So punya prarabdha is there. So to exhaust the prarabdha of the other jivas, connected jivas, and this particular jivas, the deha is given. And the type of body, the type of environment where that body should get birth are determined by this prarabdham only. If it is punya prarabdha, more, you will get higher types of body. If it is papa prarabdha, more, you will get lower types of body. So in that also there is a variation. So somebody gets birth as a son of or a daughter of a prime minister, somebody gets birth as a son or daughter of a beggar. Manushya janma only, manushya body only, but by birth somebody becomes a prime minister, what to do? Even though so many people are available to rule this country, but there are one or two who claim that I am so and so son, therefore I have the right to rule this country. So punya prarabdha, and it is our papa prarabdha. Papa prarabdha of the entire nation is exhausted by giving one particular individual. As a, that's why dynasty comes. This dynasty, that dynasty, Delhi dynasty is there, na? So all these things come. But with regard to Ishwara avatara, Bhagavan being papa punya atitaha, his birth cannot be attributed as the result of prarabdham. It is because of dharma rakshanam. For the sake of dharma rakshanam, he takes this body. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkratam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Bhagavan is going to tell. It is for dharma rakshanam. And the type of body will be determined by type of action to protect the dharma. Suppose the damaging factors happen to be an asura, so accordingly Hiranyakashipu means he has to take one type of body. He cannot take Ramakrishna avatara to handle Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu should be handled in some other manner. So he cannot take Ramakrishna avatara and tell all these Vedanta, these, and nothing will happen. Because that fellow is beyond all those things. He is waiting for his own death at the hands of the Lord. So according to the project, we can use this word. What is the project? Dharma samsthapanam. Establishing the balance in the creation. So according to that, there is a danger which provoked this balance or dharma samsthapanam. According to the danger, the type of the body. And Ishwara's birth is because of prayers. So many sadhus and mahatmas who suffer this adharmic situation, so they pray, "Oh Lord, please come, please come, please come." That's why in Purana, every time before avatara, it is mentioned, whether it is Rama avatara or Krishna avatara, every time it is mentioned, Brahmaji and other devatas, sadhus, rishis all went there and requested Bhagavan to do something. And type of body, type of environment, type of parents are all determined by the necessity of the situation. In every factor with regard to Bhagavan, what type of body, what type of time, what type of environment, what type of parentage I can have, he can choose. But human being cannot choose his parentage, cannot choose environment, cannot choose, no, I don't want to be born in slum area, let me born in palace. He cannot choose, because it is a forcible one. Here it is a deliberate one. So three types of karana bhedaha, swarupa bhedaha, uddesha bhedaha. Cause wise, human birth is due to ignorance. Ishwara avatara is due to sarvajnyatva. Then nature wise, human life meant to be a drag full of slavery and bondage. Ishwara's life meant to be a free life with full of leelas. And human body is going through the natural process called maya to panchabhuta to bhautika sharira, but Ishwara's body direct. That's why a beautiful body he can take. He himself can design. Others are all designed by machine. Once Sri Ramakrishna asked Master Mahashaya, "What do you think about me?" Now and then he will ask this question. Anybody he loves more, he will ask, he wants that person to understand his greatness. so that future society will get benefit. So he used to ask this Master Maharshai this question, what do you think about me? As though he wanted a certificate from Master Maharshai. So Master Maharshai told, when every one of us are created by the mold, one particular mold is there, human being mold, you are created by Brahma himself. Something he says, you are not an ordinary person like that. Sri Ramakrishna was very happy. So nature, swarupa bhedaha, that purpose also, human birth is for the sake of exhausting punya papa, karma phalam, and Bhagavan's birth is for the sake of dharma rakshanam. Now the question comes, how to know a particular individual as an avatara? Very difficult question it is, and controversial question also, because everybody says I am avatara. There was one Vasudeva Boundaranga, Bhagavan Krishna's time. He also had four hands. He also had Shankha, Chakra, Gada, like that. But his life was very adharmic life. He is openly challenged that I am also Bhagavat Avatara only. He came in front of Bhagavan Krishna and challenged that you are a duplicate one, I am the original one. Bhagavatam talks about. So everybody says that I am avatara, or disciples of every acharya says he is avatara. Correct? Either the great person himself says that I am avatara, or disciples declare so and so is avatara. So how to know a particular individual as an avatara? Shastra says there is no method externally. There is not a single criterion externally to know that particular individual is an avatar. But a bad situation humanity is in. We have some criterion and you can verify that criterion is there with that individual, then you can accept him as an avatar. Shastra says there is no external criterion. But there is an indication. There is an indication. Indirect indication. What is that indication? All sadhus and mahatmas will bow down to that individual. If Bhagavan comes, all sadhus and mahatmas will bow down to him. Because to know the greatness of certain things, you should have access to that thing. Sri Ramakrishna used to tell, the diamond is there, it appears as an ordinary small pebble. And give it to a vegetable seller, the vegetable seller says, it is nice shining stone, I will give you 5 rupees. Correct? He can appreciate according to his own knowledge. He can appreciate the greatness of that diamond according to his knowledge. His knowledge is what? Vegetable knowledge. So he says, 5 rupees I can. And the same stone was taken to a jewelry shop, wherein the person deals with gold. So he says, it is nice, shining, I can use it for my necklace or something. So I will give you 50 rupees. Because he is not having any access to that diamond. He doesn't know the nature of it. But finally, when it was taken to a diamond seller, then he says, oh, what a precious stone it is. I will give you 5 lakh. So, who determines the nature of the greatness of that particular diamond? Only a person who has that access to that particular entity. Similarly, here all rishis, mahatmas, sadhus have that higher intuitive knowledge that so and so is Bhagavat Avatar. That's why when Kunti praised Bhagavan Krishna after the war, so he says, you are Bhagavan, this, that, like that. Then Krishna says, what happened, auntie? So far you are calling me in singular. Because Krishna was Kunti's brother's son. So Krishna says, so far you are calling, last 75 years you are calling me in singular. Now suddenly you are telling, I am great avatara, this, that, what happened, why? This confusion. Right? And Kunti Devi says, Katam Pashyemat Sriyaha. We are ordinary women, how can we know the truth? But my statement is not out of sentiment or emotion. My statement is from Bhishma Pramana, Drona Pramana, Bhishmacharya says that you are avatara. I have faith in his wisdom. I don't have wisdom to find out whether you are avatara or not. Bhishmacharya has that wisdom to find out whether you are avatara or not. But I have faith in the wisdom of Bhishmacharya. For my understanding, the pramanam is what? Bhishma's wisdom, Bhishma's words. So, all sadhus and mahatmas will bow down to that particular individual. That is one of the reasons given for the statement of Swami Vivekananda while praising Sri Ramakrishna as Avatara Varishtaya. Avatara Varishtaya. Varishtaya means what? Uttamaya. Greatest or something. Because Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna has people as followers. Who are they? A great jnani, all are stalwarts. All are stalwarts. And till day, in future also, he is going to be the lord of sadhus and renunciates. You cannot be the devotee of Sri Ramakrishna as long as you have a desire for kama. As long as a person's mind is full of lust, as long as a person's mind is greedy, he cannot claim that I am the devotee of Sri Ramakrishna. But he can say, I am the devotee of Venkatachalapati, I am the devotee of Rama, I am the devotee of Krishna. But here, the quality of followers is something grand. All are renunciates. They don't claim glory to themselves, like Swami Vivekananda. That's what somebody told Western disciples. Swamiji, we find grand intelligence in you, beautiful character in you like that, but we don't find that much of grandness in your guru's life. So Swamiji shouted it. You fool fellows, you don't know, you don't understand. To know somebody as an atomic research scientist, you must be a research student of that atomic science, in that field. Newton looked like an ordinary teacher for a neighbor girl. That girl used to come daily to learn calculation. Not even calculus. Calculation. 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. To learn this, that neighborhood child used to come. They did not understand because Newton was hiding from this media glare. So 2-3 months he was staying in one place. So afterwards they found that it is Newton. Then the daughter's mother came and asked pardon. Sorry, such a grand person you are. My daughter used as a ordinary mathematics teacher. As long as the person is with childish emotions and other things, that person cannot understand the grandness of the manifestation of the Lord. Even though all manifestations are of the one Lord, but there is a difference in manifestations. Some manifestations are rajasic, some are tamasic, some are sattvic. So this is indirect indication. And other than this, there is no other criterion to find out that so and so is great avatar. You cannot say Krishna lifted Govardhanagiri, therefore he is avatar. You cannot say that. Because Ravana lifted Himalayas. Krishna's Govardhanagiri is pebble compared to the magnitude of the Himalayan. Can we call Ravana as an avatar? So siddhis are not criteria for considering a person as an avatara. There are certain limitations in the life of avatara. Say for example, Rama cries for Sita. Rama cries for Sita. Hey Sita, where you are? Hey Sita, where you are? As a mad person, he is asking. Hey tree, have you seen my Sita? Only mad fellow will ask. He was carried away by the sorrow of separation of Sita. He goes to a tree and asks, have you seen Sita? He asks the creeper, have you seen Sita? He asks the deer, have you seen Sita? So it's a limitation. An ordinary person generally will not ask. Even ordinary human being will not ask. Even though spouse is kidnapped by someone, he will cry maximum, that's all. He will not ask the doors and inanimate things, have you seen my wife? Have you seen my wife? He will ask human being. He will not ask dog, have you seen my wife? He will not ask. But Ramji asks, it's a limitation. But that limitation cannot be the criterion to deny that Bhagavan Rama is not avatar. Neither the miracles are the criteria, nor the limitations are the criteria to disapprove. Limitation showed in avatara life cannot disapprove the avataratva of the Bhagavan. And in general, his life will be according to Vedic culture. In essence, whatever dharma is told in the Veda, because what is the purpose of avatara? Dharma rakshana. And dharma rakshana, a person who claims that I have come to protect the dharma, he cannot be an adharmic person. He cannot be an adharmic person. So his life will be a model life. His life will be a guideline to moksha marga. And he will be an acharya of moksha marga. Somehow or the other, he will find out the situation or opportunity to teach this unique wisdom, Vedantic wisdom. That's why even Christ, at the end of his period, he told, I and my Father in heaven is one. So that's why we consider in our tradition that Christ also is an avatara. Now the next question is, how many avataras are possible? Bhagavan is going to answer this question. He will say, yuge yuge. If necessary, dine dine. Daily also I can come. Only thing is, there must be necessity for my arrival. Avatarahi asankheyaha. There is no number limitation. As many situation demands, so many times I can come. Purpose of avatara is what? As I told, to establish the balance in the creation. It's a defense mechanism to protect the health of the creation. Like defense mechanism, immunity system is there. Our immunity system is the defense mechanism in our body to protect the physical health. Similarly, the entire creation, entire cosmos, if you consider as a one particular body, to protect that health of the particular cosmos body, Bhagavan has to have this defense mechanism. So in spite of his wish, he can take a body. So dharma has to be protected. In order to protect the dharma, when he finds people are not ready or people are not able to do that, so he comes. And one more idea is given in Bhagavata Shastram. Bhagavata says, whether you come for destroying the asuras or you come for establishing the dharma, we don't know. But you come to bless us, O Lord. Kunti Devi says, your avatara is for, all your leelas are for what? Maranatham. So that I can talk and talk and talk and talk, spend the entire life in your remembrance. So bhakta anugrahartham, shastra rakshanartham, dharma rakshanartham and dushkrutanam vinashartham aham sambhavami. Bhagavan is going to reply all these ideas I have gathered in one place. So that is the idea of avatara vada. So the question is, how to know a person is avatara or not? Shastra says, don't bother about it. If you have faith and belief, you accept that person as a avatara or not. But don't say that somebody's belief is wrong. If somebody says his guru is avatara, allow him to have his guru as his avatara. Whether you accept avatara or not, that doesn't matter at all. A person need not have faith in any avatara at all. What is necessary is Viveka Vairagya. Moksha can be gained only by self-knowledge. Self-knowledge doesn't need faith in avatara. Self-knowledge needs sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Viveka Vairagya. So that can be gained either by following your own varnashrama dharma or having the faith in the avataras. Because when you have faith in grand person's life, you will follow the dharma, whatever he has followed. Without following, simply doing arati and offering fruits and sweets, nicely taking prasada, will not make us. The avatara will be at pain. Aray, this fellow is telling, yeah, I am your devotee, but he doesn't follow any of my teaching. Simply he does arati. Indians are very famous for this. Do arati. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Do arati, offer it. Take the prasada, function over year after year. That is not the thing. More details of this avatara vata we see in the next class.
కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ హరయే పరమాత్మనే ప్రణతక్లేశనాశాయ గోవిందాయ నమో.